It's a Wednesday night, and I'm at one of Sydney's iconic live music venues, the Annandale Hotel. I'm here with around 100 or so other patrons, enjoying a few quiet beers and some of the best up-and-coming bands that Sydney has to offer.
Well, Ivy, welcome to the Brunette Show at the Annandale, the hometown.
The thing is that none of us were meant to be here tonight. This show is just one of many that have been relocated since the Hopetoun Hotel boarded up its doors at the end of September. Well, I don't wish it, I don't mean nothing to nobody. Hopetoun's closure spread, Sydney's music community wasted no time, gathering up pitchforks and flaming torches as they made their way to the castle in search of their monster. Almost overnight, scapegoats were made of the likes of Lord Mayor of Sydney, Clover Moore, and residents of the newly gentrified inner suburbia, renowned for making complaints about established venues that they've only recently moved in next door to. While increasingly strict enforcement of licensing laws and noise disturbances undeniably played a part in the closure of the Hopetoun, it is becoming difficult to ignore the elephant in the room, that live music, in and of itself, is not a profitable business in Sydney. Dan Rule, along with his brother Matt, has owned and run the Annandale Hotel for the past decade.
As much as it's council's fault, the scene has to take a bit of a hit around the head too. You know, we have a DA in now, so we can upgrade the hotel that it's not solely reliant on live music, because if it is, it won't survive.
The Rule brothers reinstated live music at the venue after previous owners had kicked out the bands in favour of poker machines. While Dan acknowledges the need for Sydneysiders to actively support the live music venues that they want to see survive, he also recognises the role that the venues themselves must play in encouraging this to happen.
By the same token, the venues have got to take a step up too. You've got to, you know, you've got to put on better acts. And, you know, I've got 2 months of sold out shows, but they're big name acts, and it's the smaller bands that struggle through. You know, when you're going to get in 20, 30, 50, 100 people a night, and you've got two staff and security on, and you're only taking $1,000 behind the bar, that doesn't even cover the wages. So it's been happening for a while, I think. It's, you know, unfortunately, it's sometimes coming to a point where you keep trying to survive, and then it gets to a point where, you know, the hotel or the venue that you want to do will eventually fall over because it's not profitable. All it takes is doubt to break a beautiful spell.
Over the past few years, owner of the Oxford Art Factory, Mark Gerber, has created a unique space on the Sydney landscape. Centred at the bustling heart of Oxford Street, the venue, more reminiscent of a gallery than a pub, combines live music with both performance and installation art. In a climate where Sydneysiders are somewhat accustomed to news of live music venues closing down, Gerber believes we not only have to stop the venues closing, but have to encourage the opening of even more.
What we've got to realise is that the more venues you put in, the more chance there is for younger bands to come up the ladder, which means the more chance we get of, you know, an industry building again. Because what we don't have in the moment, or what I keep saying, is there's not really the sort of infrastructure support for the band.
In her generic reply to those who petitioned the Sydney City Council over the Hopetoun's closure, Clover Moore detailed a plan to revitalise Sydney's forgotten laneways, encouraging small bars as an alternative to large, high-impact licensed premises and beer barns. In a city where live music struggles to be financially viable, what role do medium-sized venues play in defining the cultural landscape? Alex Moore is bass player for Sydney band Dappled Cities.
There's something as well about playing in a venue like the Hopetoun and playing in a venue like the Annandale and playing in a venue like the Excelsior. They're like band venues with history, and it sort of inspires you, I find.
Dappled Cities are one of the success stories of the Sydney music scene. Recently nominated for their first ARIA Award, the band has toured extensively, both here and in the US, where they are signed to prestigious indie label Dangerbird Records. Alex realises that the nature of Sydney's live music scene is integral to their continued success.
You know, we're not going to be a hype band anymore, and we're not necessarily going to write a number one